Hi, I'm Sean Owen and welcome to the EVIT website. Today I'm with Terry Polton and Emily Conradi from St George's University of London to talk about their Times Higher Education Award for Outstanding ICT Initiative of the Year 2009. This award was given for their use of Second Life to help train paramedic students. Congratulations on your award, you must be thrilled to pieces. How do you feel about this?
Thanks very much. Yes, we are absolutely thrilled to be the recipients of the Times Higher Education Award. It's very exciting for us in the e-learning world that work such as this in Second Life with Virtual World is getting more and more recognition now in the higher education sector. Just well done to all the project team for all their hard work on it. It was a great project with some great outcomes and we were very thrilled that it was recognised through this award.
Yeah, and we'd probably like to thank the Users and Innovation programme that Laurie Phipps ran at GIS, because that was a big help in actually getting something as originally quite unusual, and there was a lot of criticism actually of the idea of using Second Life, so we were particularly pleased with that. It was also, surprisingly, as we found out afterwards, St George's first THE award, so that made it particularly interesting for the institution.
And can you tell us briefly about your work with paramedic students and Second Life, because this is the crux of what the project was about.
Sure. As Terry says, it was funded by the JISC. It was a 15-month project where we developed problem-based learning scenarios for paramedic students. The students are on work placement, which means it's very difficult for them to come into the institution. They're all based around the region, so for some of them it could take them up to 2 hours to get to university. But the tutors on the course didn't want them to lose the problem-based learning element of their course just because of the distance problems. So this was really to tackle that, to try and see if we could do some kind of collaborative environment where students didn't necessarily have to be face-to-face, but they'd still be able to collaborate over some learning resources. So that was really why we started the project. And what we've made as outputs is we've got 5 different scenarios on our St George's University island in Second Life for the students to run through. They'll go to each different accident scene as a small group and work through it. There's lots of different interactions they can do within the scenario. So they can chat to the patient, they can use their equipment kit, which has all the sort of objects that a paramedic would have with them in real life that they can then use with the patient. They can also assess different parts of the patient's body to decide how best to treat the patient. So basically it's as realistic as possible, and the students have to really think about what they would do next and generate learning objectives from that. So they'll find weaknesses and strengths in their own knowledge, and that will help them basically rehearse these kinds of things that they'll be doing in real life.
Do you see Second Life taking on a more prominent role in terms of medical and healthcare education in the future?
Absolutely. I mean, I think it's got a lot of potential because it really does offer something that other systems don't offer. The fact that it is a great great way of collaborating, because every person within Second Life has their own avatar or persona, so you really feel as if you're present in the scenario. And it's got both voice and chat tools, which are useful. It's got a 3D environment, so you can do role plays. It's just a little bit more dynamic than, say, a website or text-driven information, because things can update and change according to what the students do. So there's a lot of potential there for role play. And projects like the one that we've done here, which is really about publishing data of evaluating how the students find it, how the tutors find it, basically just learning a little bit more about what it is to educate and learn within the virtual world environment, means that more and more institutions will be seeing it as a serious way of delivering education. And so, yeah, I think it will have a big future for medical education.
And Terry, would you like to add to that?
Yeah, I think it will be embedded in the curricula in the next couple of years. And I think it mirrors what's actually happened in virtual patients, where 2 or 3 years ago, virtual patients in general were just really self-directed learning tools and still partly experimental, and now they're actually being they're right at the core of the curriculum. They're replacing, in our courses, VPs, they're replacing our problem-based learning paper cases right at the core of the curriculum. And what we're seeing now is something very similar with Second Life, and I think we're about to actually do the same with medicine, as we've done with paramedics, and put this once again right at the core of the curriculum, and not just simply an add-on resource that somebody can use as just a little bit of a play on the side. I think we're going to see Second Life used in not just the way that we would expect, which was as a self-directed learning tool or distance learning tool when you're at home and everybody else is in different places, but maybe as we're now seeing starting up with our own students in problem-based learning and with our summer and spring schools, the students coming in, school children coming in. And what you're seeing there is an entire group of seven or eight students actually with a single avatar and really walking through a scenario and just simply using that kind of functionality and visual imagery of Second Life to make working through a virtual patient much more immersive for an entire group of people using one avatar.